Welcome, Mary Alice. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a joy to be with you.
All right. I know that we're going to talk about The Butterfly's Daughter, which is your 12th novel. Is that correct?
I think if you look at my children's book, it makes it Lucky 13.
All right, Lucky 13. What was the inspiration for this one about butterflies?
Well, I knew it all. Someday I would write a book about butterflies, but the more that I learned about the monarch butterfly in particular, it became really clear this was the one. I mean, it's the king, it's aptly named, the king of all butterflies. One, it's the only butterfly that migrates like a bird or a whale across this great country of ours, and in Florida too, along, you know, there's an indigenous population, but it moves all through the coast, along the coast to the overwintering grounds in Mexico. And that migration is so unique, and that's an endangered phenomenon. The second is that everyone knows the monarch. It's probably the most beloved butterfly. And the third is that most people don't realize that the monarch butterfly migrates these thousands of miles, but it's not the same butterfly that returns. It's the fourth generation monarch that makes the return journey. So the butterflies that are all coming up right now in the spring to repopulate our the Midwest and the Florida and all the way up to Canada, by the fourth generation, that little bug, that amazing little critter, is going to fly 2,000 plus miles to go to the overwintering grounds and live some 6-7 months. So when I had all this together, I knew that this would be an incredible story to tell.
Oh, now I know that you're an active conservationist, and your passion has come out in many of your novels. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, well, I always look for some species to inspire me to write a novel. People don't read my books to, you know, learn about turtles or butterflies. I write a human story, and this is a beautiful story, for example, for The Butterfly's Daughter. It's a beautiful story of a young woman's journey, her connection to her grandmother, that very special relationship. And I wanted to write about grandmothers in particular and that what they share with us, and her mother. And so it's a very strong mother-daughter story. And I also wanted to bring out the human friendships that she forms along the way, much like the butterflies, you know, gather as they migrate. So I use nature as my source of inspiration to write a story. If anyone read The Beach House, for example, it's set against the loggerhead sea turtles, but everyone knows that's the story of Lovey and Kara, that very strong mother-daughter relationship, and her love affair with Brett. So I look at nature as my source, and then I find that it deepens and enriches all my thought, my themes, my metaphors, my characterizations.
Well, I know that you grew up in the Chicago area, but now you're really classified as being a New South or a Low Country writer.
That's absolutely true. And I think that's because when I moved to South Carolina, I live on a barrier island, Isle of Palms. I was about 11 years ago, but I'd been coming 20 years before. It was only when my husband was able to, he's a psychiatrist, could work here full-time, that we were able to move here full-time. But most of my books, anyway, are set in the Low Country or in the South, because I, as a conservationist, as you mentioned, I see how precious these resources are and how quickly they can disappear. And also the passion most people have for learning about landscape. I was so amazed by my readers' reaction to my stories, that they love the human story. You know, either it's a love story or a mother-daughter story or the story of a long marriage. But they say, you know, when I finished your book, oh, gosh, I learned an awful lot. And I think that transcends storytelling. That leaves my readers with that something extra when they finish a book.
And who of the Low Country writers or the New South, who do you admire? And is there a camaraderie amongst you? And
yes, you know, there's a really close bond between a lot of us here in the Low Country. I think the father of us all is Pat Conroy, who is he's a god in my book.
I met him at last year's Miami Book Fair, and he, what a guy, what a prince of a guy.
He is. As he is a writer, and that says a lot. But also, I think some of the really well-known Southern, Low Country authors in particular, but Southern, we stick around together. There's Dottie Frank, and then there's Patty Callahan Henry. Nicole Seitz. Obviously Ann Rivet Siddons, but she's the grand dame of, she's equal to Pat in terms of the grand dame. And we just are so very supportive.
Yeah. And what about the New South? I mean, The Help is like at the top of all the charts for such a long time. I mean, is there a camaraderie among that group?
I think the New South for me is the writers. Well, I can only speak for myself about that. I don't know Catherine Stockett, but I love her book. I have to say that for me, the reason I choose the landscape as my source of inspiration is because that is where a strong sense of place here in the South. But I think the danger of trivializing or romanticizing the South, the landscape, the people in it, the issues involved, is very dangerous. Because what I write about in The Butterfly's Daughter, for example, is the handing down of traditions and cultural values and moral values from one generation to the next. This is where I think us as women, especially the mothers and grandmothers, where we live. You know, this is who we are, where we're from. And I think for the New South, the challenge is, and that I write about, is we have to ask the right questions to preserve what we treasure. And we welcome all those who join us in the South, myself included, and yet there's a responsibility to moving here, there's a responsibility for being born here to preserve not only our landscape but our traditions. That's the challenge of the New South.
Well, I know that you're on a very hectic book tour schedule right now, but are you already working on your next project?
I am. I'm writing a book that is the prequel of a very popular book of mine called The Beach House.
Yes.
The sequel to Swimming Lessons. It's a story that will always stay with me because I am a turtle lady, always will be. I still am licensed by DNR. And this is the story. I wanted to write the prequel because I wanted to compare the 1970s and 80s and the landscape and the very different world we lived here compared to today. And I think my readers will love that.
Yeah. Well, I have just a kind of off the beaten track question for you.
Yes.
I was reading in your bio, and you're a member of this GEMS group, people that share, women that share the same birthday. How did you find this group? I think it's a fabulous idea.
It's one of the things I love about Charleston. We all, you know, it's a very small town. And my girlfriends, these are all girlfriends who just by coincidence, we knew each other. But all of a sudden, we realized we all celebrated the same birthday within a day. Some of us the exact same day. And we're talking all of us, all four of us, the same year.
Ah.
Not just the same day, but the same year. So I just got to say, my girlfriends are going to Paris to celebrate this birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm on book tour.
Oh.
So I'm going to celebrate my birthday with my readers.
Oh. Well, I love the idea. And your books really... really, really resonate. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, I enjoyed it very much, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you all.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.